You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast. Oh, man, do we have a special show for you? Because we've had at least five major technical failures to doing the show tonight.
There's five happens when you're on a plane.
That's true.
Let's set the stage.
You made your flight, and that was the trade-off.
Spencer, where are you right now?
I'm in a hotel room.
What city? Are you willing to divulge that? You don't have to if you don't feel comfortable.
I'm in Washington, D.C.
Okay. Where am I?
Sitting right next to me.
In
a hotel room. Two husky boys in a hotel room.
It's like the worst undercover sex operation ever.
Hey, Ryan's a husky man.
Hey there.
Hot boys.
You and the dudes with low-level asthma?
How you feel about Quiz Bowl?
Here's oh, man. Husky boys and Quiz Bowl is a calendar that high school me would buy.
That's the thing. There isn't type for this. Regrettably.
Right. We're hot boys, and by that we mean temperature. You don't really want to keep the room at anything above 70 degrees if we're
what
in the same bed.
What does it smell like in there?
You know what? It's a nice musky kind of.
Yeah.
We're comfortable with it.
Or are there two beds, or are we spooning?
No, there are two beds.
Here's the best part. This isn't even my hotel room.
No.
It's not even my hotel.
You got an erotic hop on.
Well, we did go to one of our hotels. Looks like a standard continental style decorating, and the others looks like a bordello.
Yeah.
Guess which one look? That is.
Goodness.
Yeah. Spencer's in the weird sex hotel.
I'm in the weird sex hotel.
Is it Monday? Reader, it is.
So I forgot that we were supposed to do an episode today.
What? That's literally never happened.
I know.
That's something new.
Spencer brought his mic, but not the computer through which he can, or the cable that through which he can connect it. So we're just doing
neither of those things are new.
Champion.
We've tried at least two different ways to connect with three. We tried three different ways to call Holly and record the call. All of those failed, so we are now resorting to our conference call software, which, again, is free, as noted by the name freeconferencecall.com, but we're just using it.
They probably sponsor the show.
Yeah, no, I think at this point they should demand, like, a cease and desist. We're the booster that must be disassociated from freeconferencecall.com University, which is my affectionate name for Florida State.
Also, Spencer's not in my house, so the Shutdown Full Cat won't even grace us with his presence.
Also, we're recording at least, but roughly 2 hours later than we normally do.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely 2 hours later, and we don't have Jason, so none of this will be funny.
We don't have Jason. We don't know what we're supposed to talk about.
We
except.
Well, two of us know what we're supposed to be talking about. I'm still not super clear on what happened because I was offline for most of the day, which feels dangerous on Fullcast Day.
Okay.
I actually have one bit of news to share. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, and if you hear different noises, it's 11 o'clock at night and I'm doing my skincare routine. Just ignore them.
Okay.
Are we going to talk about your skincare routine, or is that not for the
Ryan and I are doing the same thing right now.
You want a 35-minute oration on my skincare routine because I have that ability.
I mean, we have literally no other material, but Spencer has news.
If you hear noises on their end of the conference call, their legs probably stuck together from sitting too close on the bed.
It's nothing but, listen, man, it's nothing but cucumber mask and cold cream over here. Big floppy bathrobes.
But not where you think they should be.
No, all in the wrong places.
Con, you think you want to sponsor us? You don't.
So, what has been the largest story over the past, say, week in college sports? I would argue that it was the story of academic fraud and paying for students to be.
Is that this week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just barely. I think it was literally a week ago.
Yeah. Where we found out that various schools had had coaches selling spots to
Bill Macy dirty, y'all.
Yeah.
Bill Macy dirty.
To wealthy students and their parents who were sometimes with their knowledge and sometimes without their knowledge paying for them to be student athletes on teams in order to bolster their chances of being accepted.
Wait, we had a conference call about this already. I'm not making this up.
No.
Right, right. We did.
All right. You don't have to explain it again. Quit vamping. I'm tired.
The biggest school in all of this and the school with the highest profile cases of this in more than one sport was USC.
Okay. Biggest school missed by volume.
What did USC announce today?
Raise tuition.
Are you goddamn kidding me?
Yeah.
No, they don't have to stand for raise tuition.
And this is like the perfect example of like shambling bureaucracy that clearly this had nothing to do. These two things had nothing to do with each other, but you know, somebody in the bursar's office or whatever 6 months ago was like, well, we've done the math and tuition has to go up this much and we're going to announce it on this date. And nobody thought to get on the phone and be like, hey, if we could just push that just 2 weeks, that would be great. But that didn't happen. And so one
anus. Well, at least they got the Lakers to distract shit.
So one anus attached to USC farted out, raised tuition, while the stench of another anus's academic fraud was still fresh.
This is so like, hey, listen, we got to stop selling the baby cakes to vampires at night. All right? Tell the factory to stop making the baby cakes.
What? Just invite all the vampires.
Eat the baby cake. No. The best is they even put the numbers in. It was like, tuition for a full year is going to be 55 grand, y'all.
Honestly,
it's already 50, right?
If Lynn Swan had any sense of humor, he would just start putting USC's admission spots on eBay.
He has a great sense of humor. He keeps Clay Helton around.
Aww.
Well, I feel bad, except I can't identify Clay Helton, so I don't know if he has a family.
But I am Clay Helton.
Yeah, I am Clay Helton.
I am the great clown, Clay Helton.
No.
Clay Helton.
Just because you look like you're pre-firing in a kiln doesn't make you automatically Clay. Yeah. Yeah. That's a sick pottery burn. Yeah.
And one.
Sit
and spin, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Who's par-baked? Your face.
This show is terrible.
What else is new?
That also, and the knowledge that LSU and Yale will be facing each other.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. I've never been more excited about an early round basketball game. Never. Eat them. Eat the LSU. Peel their flesh from their bones. Pluck out their cringing eyes.
Yale props up the elite by taking their money and feeding it back to them. LSU redistributes capital to the people.
Through LSU reappropriating federal funds.
LSU peeking in the arena doors like, oh, Skull and Bones, that was my 2-year-old's birthday party theme.
You know who else redistributed government funds? Robin Hood.
I mean, can I just put it this way? All you need to do is be like, hey, Yale are the Bulldogs, so really you're not going to do too well against them.
No, they beat them. They
should,
historically. Christ.
Historically.
Oh.
We're not talking about last year.
Yeah.
As delicious as that was.
Yeah, well, we totally did. Just because Jason's not here doesn't mean you get to take away his son's greatest accomplishment.
That's true. How did Joe Burrow do against Florida?
Terrific.
Great.
For me.
It was, how's this? He did something in that game he had never done before. Just throw an interception.
Can we talk about the thing Holly doesn't know about?
Yes. Let's talk about the thing Holly does not know about.
People brought this up on Twitter, and I actually tried to look it up for a few minutes and didn't see anything trending. And I try to look at Twitter trending topics with soft eyes so that I don't actually read anything. But I didn't see anything that involved Auburn sex champions.
So,
all right, let's hold on. Let's try to like it's kind of $10,000 pyramid. This when we say Auburn sex champions or Auburn sex tournament,
Pat Dye Pants.
What is your guess?
Wow, another fake title. I thought that was Bama's thing.
Wow.
No. Okay.
Hurtful.
Let's see. Only lasting 1 second.
That's
only,
not why they call it Opalite.
Needing yeah. 1 second.
Only needing 1 second. Paying for it? Paying for it.
Ongoing investigation.
Circling the Wagons is actually both an Auburn sex move and a mortal sin in the state constitution.
Oh, Auburn family sounds so much grosser.
All in.
Anyway, congratulations to Auburn sex tournament champions. This actually has a good connection for you, Holly. That sounds weird.
To go back before now that this is derailed approximately 90 seconds into discussing it. Chiron.
Is this air sex? Is this that thing?
No.
Okay, because in my head I was creating like a collegiate air sex league, which would be amazing.
Well, I mean, Auburn is
and
all about.
And finally, Arizona State would be a perennial champion in something.
Oh, Arizona State's a legit sex tournament champion. Do not sleep.
Yeah, but they don't even have a league for that anymore. It folded because Arizona and UNLV just kept walking away with it.
Well, it's also because Arizona State had no interest in amateurism when it came to that.
Also, USC couldn't compete because, you know, that one guy who got on the team. Man, he seems really underqualified, doesn't he?
Did they Photoshop him having sex? They did?
Auburn wins sex tournament was the headline on a CBS 42 out of Tuscaloosa report. I believe it was supposed to say Auburn wins SEC tournament.
Wait, no, this has a bad connotation for me. I'm ignoring this result.
Yes.
No.
Why you got to bring that up?
It's important because of who's in the screen cap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, was it Bruce Pearl?
That's right. Yes. Shining with the sex of a thousand suns.
No, no longer am I denying this win. That's a sex champion.
That's right. Woo! He'll invite you to the barbecue, slow and low.
Oh, what a man.
Yeah. So now, all anybody
I'm not actually mad because, like most women who cross Bruce Pearl's path, I can't deny him anything. I can't deny him any happiness.
That's, you know, it's his gift and his curse. And it's also, you know what? It's also one of the reasons he got a show cause order.
Well, you're still just bringing up old shit.
I'm bringing up Bruce Pearl's greatest accomplishments. Please, he got all that. And guess what Bruce Pearl just did? Bruce Pearl just won the SEC.
Do you think Bruce Pearl has ever referred to his genitals as his show cause?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. 100%. As his war eagle, as his volunteer. Yeah.
As half bear and half cat.
Absolutely. Whatever he has to call it to seal the deal, because he's a showman and a salesman. That's what Bruce Pearl said.
Which coach would you buy a dildo in the shape of? Not their dick. Not their dick, but like their entire body. Like if you had an Oscar statuette of a coach, which one would you put inside you? What? No, you make a business model out of this.
All right. What people actually want to know is which SEC school would win the sex tournament?
Kentucky. Now answer the question.
Well, you can't just throw that out
here. Wait. Why has Kentucky suddenly gotten edged up here?
Dude, it's a long winter, and it gets dark at like 3 p.m. 6 months of the year up there.
A lot of smoking, a lot of drinking, though. I'm not seeing a lot of stamina or health coming out of
that. I don't feel like this is a contest because I feel like it's automatically LSU.
That's a strong pull. That's a strong ass offer.
I think Ellis.
You can't say that their diet makes them lethargic, because you could say that about every conference in the – every school in the conference that's not Vanderbilt.
I will
or
say
LSU, Arkansas, because you're poor.
LSU would win the public sex tournament if that's what we're grading on. Yes, I believe that, and that's because all LSU students, sovereign citizens.
That's true.
Public indecency laws do not imply.
That's Napoleonic, Coach, there.
Georgia fan. Okay, well let's go with elimination. Georgia. Let's start geographically from here and work our way out. Georgia fans probably think Ludacris is What's Your Fantasy is too spicy.
Right. Again, a sex song in which the height of Atlanta Falcons victory
is a field goal.
Is kicking a field goal. Yeah.
Like you get horny for field goals. No, you're not winning this. You're not winning. Can I go ahead and tell you why Florida is out of the tournament automatically?
Sure.
Won't travel out of the state. Can't compete.
South Carolina, I think we have significant pestilence concerns.
That's like some good angry sex, but
they're only angry. That's some stringy game.
Right.
Also, if it's a Will Muschamp team, going to be a lot of effort, not a whole lot of scoring.
Well, I got a homer here for Tennessee. It's a lot of being holed up in mountains, but a lot more ability to, like, kill and trap your own furs. You make yourself a nice little nest.
That's so specific.
That is. It's true.
What?
Also, it's not too hot, either, I was going to say.
No, that crisp mountain air.
Yeah? No, I'm feeling this. I think this is all right. So I'm
always
at least
go to bed with a man who can whittle because he's.
I'm fine if you want to make Tennessee the East favorite so far.
Yeah.
I guess we should. No, we don't have to talk about Vanderbilt. That's right.
No.
So now you've got to sound the Tennessee, Kentucky, or Mizzou. Mizzou actually has a very strong case for
that. That could get messed up.
What people think is pizza.
And listen, if we're willing to acknowledge that not all sex involves a partner. Mizzou has a very strong case.
You
know the big dog shirt, you know, pizza is like sex. Even when it's bad, it's still pretty good. Counterpoint, look what Mizzou thinks constitutes pizza.
I will also point this out. A lot of VHS porn shops in Mizzou and Missouri still operating.
And that's think of like
so you're saying okay, so I think not all sex involves a partner and all that VHS porn. What you're saying is Mizzou is the sleeping giant of this conference.
Mm. They're a grower, not a shower.
Yeah.
The show me state.
This episode brought to you by D. Norris Sweeting's sex gifts.
Sex gifts. That's Missouri. Missouri is Dean Norris on Twitter. Sex gifts.
This call has been going for less than 15 minutes.
I don't think it's going to make it to 30.
I think we're going to run out of steam.
Why don't I sex with an Auburn man?
All right, so Tennessee or Kentucky, Holly, who is your SEC East sex champion?
I don't feel like it's homerish to say it's Tennessee. Long enough winters to get a lot of practice, but not long enough so that you get bored.
I'm going to say this. I'm actually going to go with Tennessee
culture. They got everything you need.
Once basketball season starts, Kentucky's out.
Oh, yeah.
That's why Derek Dooley didn't work out. He was only over the close.
That's how No Nut November actually started. A bunch of UK fans being like, no, man, we got to be focused.
Come on, man. We got preseason tournaments to watch. Cats playing in Hawaii. You got to get off my junk right now.
Wow.
We need all this energy. All of it focused on the cats.
I believe in the three C's. Cats, cow, and chastity.
It ain't the clit.
Please don't let your children listen to this show.
No.
Or any episode of this show. Again, please.
Hi, Mom.
All right, SEC West.
Oh, this is a little harder.
This is...
Arkansas would take off the board for reasons related to South Carolina.
What are we going to do with A&M?
Man.
Honestly, my front runner.
Well, all right. I will actually. I understand the case, but I'm gonna let you lay it out because I think okay. We're on the same wavelength there.
All right. I think it's gonna take you a minute to find the one that fits your exact needs because they are a one-track minded people. But when you find the one who shares your exact taste, that fanatical devotion, that's a drill down, son.
If you're into cosplay, number one on your board.
Also, right, man, you can do a lot of speed dating when they're all wearing white pants. You don't even have to wait for the reveal. You know exactly what you're dealing with.
Listen, it's called a yell leader, ain't it?
Yeah, that's correct. And they, you know why they call him the 12th man? I can't even make something up with this.
It doesn't even make any sense. Look how much respect they show that lady dog. What about their own hitches?
That's true.
No. Okay,
this is going to be huge with the gigantic swath of our audience that wants to fuck Texas A&M men, by which I mean Texas fans.
There's a separate convo we can get into about the guy on Twitter who insisted he didn't fuck his cat.
that's Shane the cat fucker. I know that guy.
This is what's happening right now. It's winter is lifting all over most of the United States. And people are all, like, weird and antsy, and their brains are starting to wake up. And
it's like we've broken away from cuffing season with propriety.
Yes, that's right. And instead, we're busy screaming about how we didn't fuck our cat.
Hey, Texas A&M was the original dating app. Hullabaloo, connect.
What is wrong with
you? Get together.
You? What is
this what we're saying.
Wrong with you?
Seriously, Texas A&M, call me.
So that's a compelling case for Texas A&M. I will counter with LSU.
Yeah.
LSU being perpetually uninhibited, being the closest to New Orleans, Mardi Gras, and an overall cultural tradition of literally letting your ass hang out.
They don't strike me as being particularly generous partners due to an overdeveloped propensity for napping.
Have you seen what LSU has put into the draft while only winning 8 games a season?
That's an excellent point.
What further generosity do you need of not only their existing talent, but your ability as a partner to coach them up?
Mm.
You can take somebody from college Odell Beckham to pro Odell Beckham. It's just waiting there. It's just sitting there. It just needs your help. It's ready to go.
They were my first instinct. I feel like LSU has, okay, so to speak, there's a wide talent pool that's like 5 feet deep, and I feel like Texas A&M's perfect plunge pool for you personally, listener out there. Your personal Texas A&M dating pool is like a plunge pool. It's like 6 feet square, but it's like 12 feet deep, right?
God, that's all right.
Yeah.
No, you can find. I'm saying you could find a handful of absolutely mind-bending lovers in College Station, or you could find a couple dozen excellent lovers at LSU, and it just depends on what your personal preference. I'm calling this a tie.
Ole Miss, I'm going to put all the way to the side.
Oh, fuck. No, yeah, no, no.
Because people. Two words, whiskey, dick.
Two more words, cell phone holster.
All right, 6 words, Eli Manning, cell phone holster. This is 7 words, sorry, whiskey, dick.
Three more words, sorry about Eli Manning, dick.
I will also state this. Don't ever trust anybody who assumes a chafing dish is an acceptable vessel for prolonged tailgate eating.
Chafing dish was actually Hugh Freeze's Tinder name.
Ryan's sitting here waiting for me to crack up, and it's not happening. I'm
it's
not
going to happen because you're a good person. That's not why.
Yeah.
That's not why. So Ole Miss to the side.
We'll just put Ole Miss. Also, we also know that Ole Miss historically ends up on the losing side of things.
Right.
That has to include the bedroom as well. Arkansas's already out. We've got
Arkansas
compelling cases
in the South Carolina pile. Missy State, I just feel like if this were a map, there would be clouds on it and says here there'd be dragons. Like, more data needed.
Here's the problem with the Mississippi State participant in the sex championship. The whole time they're just insisting that you tell them it's better than Ole Miss. And you're like, I thought we could just focus on the two of us. And they're like, yeah, this is better than Ole Miss,
like,
right?
You got a great dairy. Let's talk about your hot, thick cream. Nope, tell me I'm better than Ole Miss.
Right, but it's better than Ole Miss,
How do you hear that over the cowbell, too?
Oh, God, cowbell's tied to the bedpost. Yeah, hard pass.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
unlike
it's
what they put Ole Miss, hard pass.
Even if it's good, there's still going to be things that are just going to throw you off about the entire experience.
Counterpoint. One of the greatest players in Mississippi State history, Fletcher Cox.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Fred Smoot.
Fritz, move. Strong cases, y'all.
So, all right. So, basically saying, I think we can agree, high ceiling, inconsistent performance.
Yeah,
I think
probably.
More data. I think they're new to the. I think they're new to this league. I think this is a new sport for them, and I think we need to collect more data before we can make an appropriate response.
If we're doing bracketology, they're like a 4 seed, right?
Right.
4 or 5 seed, they're going to scare somebody.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. They're going to pull. They're going to make a deep run. That's going to be kind of unexpected, but you're not going to know if this is the year or not until a couple games in.
Okay. That leaves us with two schools to discuss in the West.
Your reigning sex tournament champions,
the Auburn
Tigers.
Man, listen, and I'm not saying this isn't it for people, but unless you're into having your pastor watch.
And if you are.
That's fine. No judgment.
Yeah, a little judgment.
Welcome to the show, Joel Osteen.
A little judgment.
Also, the Auburn thing is that, it's never going to be consistent year to year.
And all that Auburn family shit suggests they don't wrap it up.
Yeah, so Auburn, I think, is problematic. Even though they won this year, I would go ahead and project them forward. Alabama.
Again, with cell phone holsters.
The attention is just not going to be there for 5 months a year. Maybe even SEC Media Day.
Well, the problem is that
anything.
If we're talking about Nick Saban, Alabama, the problem is that they can't enjoy the sex they're having because they're too focused on recruiting the next sex partner.
Mm-hmm.
They'll tell you in the middle of it, like, "Oh, this is recruiting time. Oh, just wait. All right, you call it foreplay. You're tickling my taint, but I could be out recruiting my next sex partner right now."
It's going to be really hard to get. To crack that depth chart.
Man, that out-of-context Fullcast guy is going to have a fucking field day with this episode.
It's just going to be an issue to get playing time, man. It really will be.
That's right.
Also, Lane Kiffin and Steve Sarkisian have both been through this program. So there's going to be concerns about germs.
Just spray. Just spray everything.
You're going to have to get into the walls.
Butch has been in this program, too.
Oh, thanks, Butch
so
Jones.
Much.
Come on.
So much unnecessary liquid.
I like Butch Jones because it's sort of like, what if you could fuck Chet from Weird Science, but now?
Oh, I was going to say, like, what if you could fuck grown-up Diddy Kong?
At last, someone heard me.
A genie somewhere is like, you want what? Okay.
Hey, man.
All right. It's your wish.
You got me out of the lamp for this.
Hey, that's not the worst Aladdin proposal I've seen the last couple of weeks.
You want to fuck grown-up Diddy Kong and blow a lead at home to Oklahoma? All right.
All right. Cool. Sure.
Never happened to me.
So I... So now
we're between LSU and Arkansas and A&M.
LSU and A&M.
LSU and A&M.
Alabama.
That's a pretty good foursome to come out of the conference.
Well,
right?
I also like that we picked the scrappiest matchup.
We did.
The fightinest. Oh.
Yeah. Although.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta have a little tussle.
This is the game that went all night long.
This is the 7-0 game. Remember, where Ed Orgeron got wet.
Right.
And it wasn't over until an hour later.
Right, right. And then all of a sudden, Kevin Falk's in there throwing punches.
Oh, what happened?
What happened? This is the greatest and worst night of my life.
Somebody opened the door to the hotel room. Baby! All kinds of a crazy tussle. So, yeah, I like the LSU-A&M matchup here. I think out of the East we had Kentucky and Tennessee. This is all. I think we, at the very least, if we did not determine a champion,
I think these
definitely
are the top 4 seeds that we send to the big dance for sure.
Body clock.
Body clock. Oh, you know what really differentiates the SEC? Size.
It just means more.
You just don't get those big fasts out of the Pac-12 like this. I'm so glad we solved this problem that we made up ourselves.
That is so much less traumatizing than I thought Auburn Sex Champions was going to be.
This was less traumatizing?
Oh, yeah.
for you, for our listeners.
For me.
They may never recover.
Y'all hit play. I'm sorry. you literally did this to yourselves, not unlike Mizzou.